So people can give us a hand this morning. Three people initially at least, so anybody like to come and give us a hand? Come on, please. It's not terribly difficult. It'll be a model for something, basically. Have we got anybody who's going to give us a hand? Two of you, that's great. Oh, we've got one there as well, thank you, that's lovely. Right, okay, now I've got a few things that I want you to wear, if that's okay. So let's see then. Here we are. Come and stand on the step here. What's this?
Scarf.
Scarf, yeah, there we are. Good. Show everybody. That's good. I've got this. What's this then? Pretty much how those sort of ties are usually worn, isn't it, these days? I think something like that. And you know what this is? A necker. Yeah, there we are. Not got what do they call those things that you hold them together with? They call woggles or something like that? A woggle. Yeah, I've not got a woggle, unfortunately, so that'll do. Good. Okay, now then, we've got those three things then. So we've got a football scarf, we've got a school tie, and we've got a necker. What do those things have in common? Come stand on the steps, everybody can see you. What have they got all got in common, do you think? Yeah, they all get worn around the neck, don't they? That's quite right. But actually, there's something else that they have in common as well. And our fourth object helps with that one. Who'd like to come and give me a hand with the fourth one? Well, you offered to help, so it'd be quite appropriate if you have this one. Thank you, Sheena. There you are. That's the fourth object. Hold it up for everybody to see. What's that?
A wedding ring.
It's a wedding ring. That's right, it's a wedding ring. So that's a fourth thing. And all of those things then, when you think about it, a scarf, a school tie, a scarf that belongs to a particular football club, a tie, and a neckerchief, and a wedding ring, they're all actually about belonging. They're all about belonging. You see, a football scarf is worn by people who support a particular team. Now, normally, I have to say, I keep this rather secret. A blue and white scarf. Because, of course, I support Sheffield Wednesday. But seeing as we won 6-0 yesterday, then I'm not unhappy to see it out there. Sheffield Wednesday 6, Leeds United 0. Can you believe that? I've been living off that for years, I think. Anyway, that's a football club. So everyone who belongs to a football club will have that kind of football scarf. And the same with a school tie. It's worn if you belong to a particular school. It identifies you, doesn't it, as belonging to a particular school. And a neckerchief, is worn by those who belong to... this one's a guide's one, I think, but they have them for Cubs and Scouts, don't they? Do Brownies still have them? Not sure they do, do they? Do they? Do you still have them? Yeah, okay. And maybe Rainbows and Beavers, all those kind of uniformed organisations have these things that identify them as belonging to their particular group. And then a wedding ring is a symbol of belonging. A man and woman pledge their love to one another, and it's a sign that they belong to one another. Now, this morning we read from a marvellous passage of the Bible in Peter's first letter. And his readers were in churches in the ancient Greek and Roman world. And in many ways, they were misfits in the society of their day. Peter calls them aliens and strangers and people who are on a journey, those who are not in their proper home. They had a different outlook to the people that they lived amongst. But Peter reminds them of what they have become because they believe in Jesus. How that has led them to have a tremendously significant and purposeful life. And what he says to them is God's word to us today in East Yorkshire in 2014. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. In other words, we truly belong. We have the privilege of belonging to other people, and supremely we belong to God as his people. And, says Peter, such belonging brings responsibility with it. We belong to God that we might proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. Well, let's just think for a few moments about what those privileges are. See, Peter lists these great privileges. He says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Now, here we've got a football scarf. It's keeping you warm. Is it? Good. Now, a football scarf is a sign that you belong to a particular team. Now, people sometimes like to think that they choose the team that they support, maybe a football team or a rugby team, something like that. But often it seems more like a team somehow kind of chooses you, and you end up supporting a team for the rest of your life that loses most of the time. But you see, that's because maybe you're born in a particular area, or you sort of inherit the idea of a team from your family, that kind of thing. But what Peter talks about here is that God calls to himself a people. God puts his hand on people and draws them to himself. He did it in the Old Testament. He does it in the New Testament through Jesus. We are a chosen race. Through Jesus, God draws people to himself. And you know, that is a truth that should be a tremendous encouragement to us. In a real sense, like Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. It's not simply that we're born into believing. It's not simply that we make a choice to believe. But actually God calls and chooses us. And together we become a chosen race, a people that belong to God. And that should give us a great sense of security. God has chosen us in Jesus together to belong to him. So he won't let us go. So that's the fact that we are a chosen race. Now we're also a royal priesthood. Naomi's got a school tie on here, and that's worn by someone who belongs to a school, who has the privilege of being part of a particular school. Now, if you wear a school tie, you've been given permission to belong to that school, maybe because you live in a particular area, or you have brothers and sisters who are part of that school, or maybe because someone's providing money for you to go to that school, whatever it might be. Well, what Peter talks about here is that God gives people who belong to him a privilege. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. You see, Jesus is our great high priest. He brings us into the presence of God. So there are no longer now a few special officials who can draw near to God in a temple like used to happen in the Old Testament. Now all who believe in Jesus can be those who are part of a priesthood, who come to God, who draw near to God. And that's all possible because Jesus died on the cross. Just a little bit later, in the same letter, Peter says, Jesus died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. Through his death, we can be drawn to God. And what's more, those who've been drawn to God through Jesus then have the opportunity to help other people to find out about how to draw near to God through Jesus. We can pray for people and point them to Jesus. So what have we got so far? Let me come over this way. We've got belonging to a football team reminds us that we're a chosen people. We've got belonging to a school. We have the privilege of being those who can draw near to God as part of a royal priesthood. But then there's something else. Me is wearing this neckerchief. Now, that sort of thing is worn by someone who belongs to a guide unit or a scout troop or a cub pack, that sort of thing. And it's a symbol of belonging, but also it's a symbol of belonging to something bigger than just that particular unit or pack or troop. It's a symbol of belonging to guides or scouts or similar things all around the world. Now, what Peter talks about here is that God gives people who belong to him a privilege of belonging. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. See, through Jesus, we're formed into a people, the Church of Jesus. So we're a church here in Ferriby, and also we're part of the universal fellowship of churches throughout the world. We are a forgiven people. We've been made clean through Jesus' death. And we are a people then who are set apart for God to reflect something of his goodness and purity to the world. We are, as Peter says, a holy nation. Where's the last one? Got a wedding ring. And that's a symbol of love between a man and a wife. A wedding ring reminds people of the promises that they've made and shows that they now belong to one another. Well, Peter, as he points us to this fourth privilege, really sums up all the others together. We're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. See, we truly belong because we belong to God. He's committed himself to us and drawn us to himself through Jesus. God's commitment to us is seen in his great promises, like the words that we're looking at this morning, that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation through Jesus. See, Peter makes it clear that these great privileges are ours because of Jesus, but it's not that we deserve them. Actually, they're undeserved. He says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. What a great privilege it is that we enjoy, all because of God's mercy. His undeserved love, which recognizes that we don't deserve it, but nonetheless he offers it to us because of his great love through Jesus and his death. So what great dignity the people of God have. You know, it's true, isn't it, that more and more perhaps Christians and churches in our kind of society are not particularly highly thought of. That was certainly the case when these people first got this letter all those years ago. But because of Jesus, because we are God's people, we can hold our heads high. Well, thank you very much to my volunteers here for giving me a hand. I'll have that one back, thank you in particular. Thank you for your help. We have those great privileges, but also with privilege, as so often is the case, comes responsibility. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, now that we belong, we have the responsibility of making God's greatness known. Now, you remember that football scarf we had then? Football fans often sing songs that are hugely over the top. You know, I think one of the ones I always think is like that is, you know this one, it goes, I won't sing it, Hull City, well, I better do, Hull City, by far the greatest team the world has ever seen, as if. I mean, they're doing pretty well at the moment, but they're not exactly the greatest team the world has ever seen. It's like another club I once heard about where the fans used to sing that it's like watching Brazil. Well, not exactly. But, of course, football fans might be known for their unrealistic and over-optimistic claims, but that's not the case when it comes to God. God is so great and has done so much that his people rightly want to praise him. We're going to sing as we close our service in a few minutes. Come, people of the risen King, who delight to bring him praise. Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. You see, we proclaim God's excellencies back to him in praise and to one another in order to encourage one another with the truths that they contain. But also, you know, what Peter says here reminds us that making God's greatness known is not just something we do back to him and to one another, but also to the wider world around us. It's interesting that since North Ferriby United got promotion last year, the attendances just down the road here on Church Road and Grange Lane have increased quite a lot. See, fans have passed on the good news that the team's doing well and more people want to get involved. Well, we all have responsibilities as a church community to pass on just how great God is, all his excellencies. And that can mean inviting people to church to find out more, pointing people to a website or a book, suggesting the identity sessions later on in the spring, where with others we can explore Christianity and ask questions. We can pray for people. Sometimes we use these words of Peter to summarise our purpose here at All Saints. We print them on our literature and use them on the website. At All Saints North Ferriby, we aim to be a church in Ferriby for Ferriby, with gratitude to God for the privilege of being his people and with the purpose of declaring his excellencies to our parish and beyond. And so much of what we're about as a church family is to that end, when we meet together in our services, all the different events that we put on, all the practical organisation that goes on behind the scenes, and also how we do our work day to day, how we relate to our families and our friends and our neighbours, how we serve in the wider community. All of these things can be a witness declaring the greatness of God, whether that's in words or as we reflect God's greatness in the way we live. Well, we've seen some signs and some symbols this morning of belonging. We have this football scarf, the school tie, the neckerchief, and the wedding ring. All things that show that people, in some sense, belong. But of course, sadly, in today's world, there are many that don't feel that they belong to anything, really, of any significance. But as Christians who've been made part of Jesus' people, the church, we do belong. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. We have the privilege of belonging to God and his people, and we share the responsibility of proclaiming his greatness, the greatness of our great God, in praise and in our witness. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for your mercy towards us that has drawn us to yourself through your Son. We thank you for making us a people together. We thank you for the community that we share here as All Saints Church. And we pray that you would write these things on our hearts, that we might remember who we are and also take our responsibilities seriously to declare your excellencies in praise and to those around us. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.